Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, the Instagram debate on unfollowing, muting, blocking, what do you got?
Yeah, my mom and I actually got into this debate last week where we were both talking about how we fall into one or two categories. When you're done seeing somebody's stuff on social media, do you unfollow them? Do you just totally remove them as a follower, or do you mute them? So I was surprised to see one of my favorite podcasts, The Toast, talk about this exact same thing.
On my flight home yesterday, I unfollowed almost 100 people.
Poor Kay.
I just was getting a little out of control, like a little willy-nilly with like my follows, you know? It just got me thinking, because before I would unfollow someone, especially if they like followed me back, I would be like, oh, this is like gonna start a problem. They're gonna think I'm like mad at them or I don't like them. And that's just not the case, you know? Like, not everyone's content is gonna serve you at all different times of your life. Like, I don't hate you. It's just like your content's not for me.
And you wouldn't want to hit them with the mute?
But then I'm like, okay, we're really gonna like
be like so phony and keep up appearances, like, you just don't want to follow someone.
And we're gonna tiptoe around people's feelings. Like, maybe, I don't know. I just don't agree, like, with babying everyone. And then somebody messaged me and she like agreed with me. She was like, no, Turdy, I totally feel this. Like, I literally unfollowed you last year because like your content didn't serve me anymore. And then I became a toaster, so I refollowed you, and like now I'm loving it. I was like, okay, wait.
This can't apply to me.
Wait a damn minute. But no, like, she's right.
That hurts though. It hurts when it's like,
she threw that back in my face.
Yeah.
But she's not wrong. So my heart goes out to the 100.
The 100 fallen follows.
We will be reunited.
We salute you.
Thank you for your service. Not everything is meant to last forever, you know?
For me, I'm in the mute category. You have to do something really heinous for me to unfollow you, or you have to be so inconsequential in my life that me unfollowing you is literally nothing. Mm-hmm. My mom will unfollow just about anybody. Like, you look at her the wrong way in public, she's unfollowing you. She's like, I don't need to see that chick anymore.
If it's a friend, I'll probably mute. But if it's just some content provider, bye-bye.
Yeah, I've gone through and I've like cold, like, it's normally one of those things that you do at the beginning of the year, like you're like a early spring cleaning, and you're just going through all of your social media accounts and trying to tighten things up. But I am in the same boat as Abby. Like, you got to do something like pretty gnarly for me to like unfollow you, because otherwise I'm gonna mute you.
I've gone through phases with this. I definitely was once a blocker. I mean, we used to have segments on it, the block party. Back. I used to block a lot. But in recent times, I've become more of a muter. I don't know why, but I do think people get satisfaction out of being blocked. So as opposed to that,
yeah,
I mute more now.
Yeah. So that's how I am on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, now X. But when it comes to Instagram, because I am so like, I share a lot of my personal life, and now my child, I have no problem blocking you on Instagram. The minute you say something or do something that is bringing a damper on my party online, nah, bye-bye. I'm blocking you.
So I got not chewed out, but a couple of listeners DM'd me when I was doing an Ask Me Anything the other day, and they asked me why I was still following my ex, and I had muted her, but my thought process was, like, even though we're broken up, I didn't want to offend her by an unfollow, so I just muted her. Because I didn't understand, like, the social etiquette by it. And they're like, well, she's not following you. And that's when I went, well, I'm not following her. But I didn't know it. I guess in a case of a breakup, you unfollow?
I mean, you can. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't. I mean, that's why when it comes to celebrity news, I mean, like, the minute Selena Gomez unfollowed Justin Bieber or vice versa, it's like, oh, my God.
Right.
What happened?
And there are people that notice that immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, quick.
All right. Told you guys yesterday I was going in for that acupuncture, right?
Oh, yeah.
whole bunch of you guys hit me up on DM saying you're really, really nervous about going. You thought about going, but having all sorts of needles in your body and your face or whatever was enough to freak you out, so you didn't do it. So
it's not bad.
It wasn't bad at all, actually. It was no problem. I go in there yesterday, and I tell the doctor exactly what's going on. I tell her about some of the analytics that I'm seeing in my body on my gadgets and my health apps and stuff that aren't making me real comfortable, that indicate that my body is under a lot of pressure and stress, even though mentally I've been telling you guys, I feel great. I mean, I really feel great. So when I'm looking at the data and it's telling me I'm not great, I just want to throw this thing out the window, right? So I go yesterday and I talk to her about it, and she's like, all the things that you're concerned with, and there are three major categories that I don't want to get into. It's too advanced and it's all biohacking, it's health and blah. But anyway, there are three things there that I'm not happy about. And she's like, Bert, I think you're focusing on the wrong things here. If we can focus on you getting better sleep, then it will take care of the pressure points in your body that are showing stress right now. So I'm like, well, that makes a whole hell of a lot of sense, mm-hmm. right? Because if you're not getting good sleep and you're not healing and you're not recovering, that affects everything in your body. I mean, when you think about it, there are only three things we really need, right? We need what we're putting in our body. You need oxygen to live. And the third one, food. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Food, oxygen, sleep, you know, all three pretty important things.
My husband harps on me all the time about sleep because he listens to all these Smarty Pants podcasts, and I think we've always known sleep is important, but I think more so now, more research is being done as to how important it is, not just to your body, but to your brain, and that we need to take, we need to be super diligent about getting adequate sleep. And that's why this culture of like exhaustion and so busy and, you know, you wore like a badge of honor. Like, I only got like 4 hours of sleep last night. Yeah, no, that's no longer a badge of honor. Now you just look stupid.
Sleep when you did.
Yeah. No. Killing yourself, right? And
you want to live longer? Sleep now.
For sure, right? And I pinpointed to her the exact day that I started getting really crappy sleep. And that was the day, honestly, I'm not making a joke, that my first son came home from the hospital was the last day that I had good sleep. He was a preemie. He came into the house. I remember lying down and I could hear my heartbeat through my chest in my ears, filled with so much fear that something was going to happen to him if I fell asleep. I remember that day like it was yesterday. And that was the last day that I got good sleep. Now, he's 21. I don't really get too concerned about his sleep now, but I'm not sure if that had something to do with it. I don't know if the therapy unlocked some kind of trauma, but either way, the bottom line has been, if I'm not taking a sleep aid, I'm getting 3 hours of sleep, if that, and it's a light sleep. So I've been taking this for 20 years now, and even with that, my sleep's not very good. And I told you guys I've been focusing on mostly my recovery sleep. You got a whole bunch of different stages when it comes to sleep, and if you can't get into a deep sleep, then your body's not recovering. You might get 6 hours of sleep, but if you're only getting 6 minutes of deep sleep, that's very, very bad. So I go yesterday, I tell her all about my problems that I'm having. She says, do you have any fear of needles whatsoever? And I said, no, not at all. Stick me as many times as you want. Put them wherever you want. I got no problem with
except
it.
Except for one place.
That would be awful.
Could you imagine if the acupuncturist wanted to put one in your ding-a-ling?
Oh.
Good.
That's the one place you're...
What were you thinking?
I wasn't sure.
Okay, Lee had that done. It just wasn't from an acupuncturist.
Oh, very true.
He volunteered. He wanted that.
I had needles in my nipples one time.
Why?
It was something when I was a teenager. I had like these knots under my nipples, had to go to the doctor. It is the most painful thing. My mom had to hold my hand down from hitting the doctor.
Yeah, nipple knots?
Yeah. You do not want needles in your nipples.
That's good advice. I think that's pretty sage
And if you're going to, ladies, if you're going to an acupuncturist who's a man that says you need needles in your nipples, I would just get out of there ASAP and find you a new acupuncturist.
So she said, look, if you're really nervous about needles, I'm not going to put 100 in you. I won't even put 20 in you if you don't want. And I'm like, I got no problem. Put them all in me. Heal me, quick. I can deal with the pain if it's going to hurt. So I think there were between 20 and 30 needles maybe yesterday. Predominantly, they were in my stomach, but there were some in my feet, some right above my hands and my forearms also. And I barely even felt it go in. It's like a little itty-bitty pinch for me was no big deal. Although she says she does have clients that even that right there is painful for them. For me, I didn't feel anything at all. So after they do that, and what they're looking for are the points that they believe. God, it's so complicated to try to explain. Google it. So she puts those in me. I lay there for 25, 30 minutes. She comes back in, takes the needles out. I go home. She says, look, if you're feeling tired tonight, do not fight it. Just go right to sleep because you're probably going to feel tired tonight. I'm like, whatever. Sure enough, man, I couldn't keep my eyes open. About 8:45, I couldn't keep my eyes open. So I fall asleep around 9 o'clock last night. I open up my analytics this morning. I got more deep sleep last night, which is an hour, and I still have to bill from that, than I ever have before.
No. Wow.
Ever. 20 minutes max for me. And the very first night was 52 minutes. And my heart rate was down to 58 beats per minute, which is really, really great for me. And that's just the first night.
Wow. Did you feel it when you woke up?
Definitely felt refreshed. 100%. Also changed my pillow yesterday, too, because two people in my life yesterday were asking me where I have pain points, and they're in my neck, and I have said that I can't find a pillow that works for me. Both of them in the same day suggested that I just wrap up a towel or a comforter and try to lay on that, and I did that last night, and it was fantastic. I don't need a pillow. All you need is a towel. So between that and the acupuncture yesterday, I don't know if this is a one-offer. I don't know if this is in my head or not, but I feel fantastic, and I slept over seven and a half hours last night.
So are you going to go? Is it like a weekly treatment that you have to get, or are you just going to play it by ear, see what happens tonight?
So she was telling me that in the U.S., for whatever reason, we are programmed to go like once a week, but in China, they do this like every day or every other day. So I made an appointment for Saturday, and I'm already booked for next Wednesday also, so I'm going to do it twice a week.
All right, well, Kristen and I are available if you want us to make you a pin cushion. We have great aim.
I can Google this, and I can do this to you, too. I can have this done today.
I mean, he was able to do my C-section, so of course.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bird Show.